You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio
with your host, Dan Rennie.
Well, g'day, you're listening to Deadly Choices Radio here on 98.9 FM for the best country. Once again, it is our half-hour show dedicated to mob making deadly choices. Remember, making deadly choices is all about eating healthy, remaining active in mind and body, ensuring you keep up to date with your 715 health checks, resisting the temptation to take up smoking, or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your mob. Joining me tonight, Business Development Officer for Deadly Choices, Mr. Nathan Appo, and ever-present colleague in all things healthy and deadly throughout Queensland and afar, Sean Yorston. Welcome to you both, boys.
How you going, bruv?
Going really good. Now, Nathan and Sean, can you intro your mob and your role with DC?
Yeah, sure. Originally from Manifal, Mamu man, and through my grandparents I got links to Goring Goring and Bundjalung country, so... very lucky to know where all my grandparents are from. And I've been at the Institute for about 8 years now, and my role is I'm a business development officer for the Institute and Deadly Choices. So it's looking after our licences all around Australia, organisations that want to come on board and, work with Deadly Choices and roll out our incentive, and that's what myself and Sean do.
Sean, your mob and your role?
Born and raised in Brizzy, from here. On my mother's side, family's from Waka Waka and Birri country, up there just about now outside of Bowen. My father's from New Zealand, so he was born and raised in South Auckland, Papatoetoe, so my last
bit of
name...
Bit of Māori mob as well.
Yeah, a lot of the mob out there see my last name and they be like, oh, where's Yorston from? So little them know that my family's fishers, so yep. Big mob. From out in
Sherbrooke. Yeah, biggest mob.
Yeah, so, like Nath, my role's Business Development Officer for Deadly Choices, so get to do a bit of travel, so
Deadly.
Pretty fortunate.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where our program is broadcast to, and I'd also like to pay my respects to elders as well right around the country. Now, you fellas have been clocking up the frequent flyer points, stepping on and off planes, in and out of cars the past couple of months. Talk us through what you're responsible for, what your main role details with the Deadly Choices program.
Yeah, so, yeah, we have been racking up a few points, pretty lucky. Shawnee's a bold platinum flyer.
Hey,
now, I
look
think,
out.
Hey,
hanging out in the lounge.
Yeah, no, like I said before, we're lucky enough and fortunate enough to support all of our licences all around Australia. Deadly Choices is one of the most well-known brands in Australia when it comes to Indigenous health.
Absolutely.
We've been lucky enough to kick some really important goals around health in Southeast Queensland, and we're able to package it up and support other organisations around Australia. So we're not only here in Southeast Queensland, we're up in Darwin, Alice Springs, down in Naruma, working with Katungal, one of the uncles down that way, Uncle Robbie Skeen. We're down in Mildura, Melbourne. Where else, Shawnee?
I think you covered them all.
I think I covered them all, yeah.
You
just got to get
WA.
Yeah, you've just got to get over WA there now and Tassie. But, yeah, so we're able to work with all these organisations around the place and sort of roll out our incentive. And, the Deadly Choices Healthy Lifestyle Schools program is really important in educating our mob and getting health checks through the schools as well for mm-hmm. young kids, and that's a big driver behind jumping on with Deadly Choices with all these health services. So yeah, we're actually lucky to work with them in rolling it out and just making sure the brand is being utilised in a respectful way and to our quality. We've been seeing some great outcomes all around the place.
Just arrived back from the Cape. What was going on up at the top end?
We went up with Minister Cameron Dick, myself, Nathan, Scotty Prince and Bucko, the Pearl, Steve Reynolds.
Oh, yes, the Black Pearl.
Fortunate enough to go up there and help the Minister and the Cape York Shire Council unveil the new sporting precinct.
Mm.
It's red country up there, a lot of red dirt, so mm-hmm. it was good to see a nice green field for the youth as well as the community. So it was good to see the mob turn out, which was good.
Yeah, and you mentioned, Scotty Prince and all those deadly ambassadors that are a part of DC, but JT, of course, unveiled the hugely successful Deadly Kindies program in the region, and we've just seen a boom in the amount of kids getting enrolled into kindy.
Yeah. So we're actually lucky to have JT a part of the Deadly Kindies, and it's been rolled out down here in southeast Queensland, getting some amazing outcomes within getting kids enrolled into kindy and getting health checked. And, you know, they've sourced some more funding to roll it out up in Townsville, where he's from. So he's very passionate because he's got, you know, three young girls, and passionate around young people, you know, going to kindy and that early learning stuff. So it's great to have him on board, and we were up there for the Murray Carnival not long ago, just a few weeks ago, and he launched that up there, and I have no doubt it's going to be seeing some great outcomes up there as well.
You boys both look like you like to keep fit and make those deadly choices. You had a bit of a run up there, Sean. How'd you go?
Yeah, put the boots on, come out of retirement again. A bit like Johnny Farnham.
knock the dust off.
It was good. Yeah, got to run around with the Torres Strait team, Robbie Louis. So he flew back from England, which is good. So I played with his family side. It was a good competition. It was hot. We just didn't scrape through to the finals. I think we won two and lost one, but they only took the final eight, so we missed out on
unlucky
for and against.
Now, you fellas also been in and around the Mackay area, spreading the health messages of Deadly Choices. Quite obviously, some deadly times were had among the mob up that way. Mackay's a great part of the world.
Yeah, it is. We're lucky to do some work with the Queensland Health mob up there, Trudy and the mob for Queensland Health. So we're able to sort of tag along and support them within their community events up to Collinsville and Bowen. So, a bit of driving out there and catching up with the mob. Really small communities out there, but I guess it's great just to see some fresh faces and see how they're rolling out Deadly Choices in their community. So who do we take up
there?
Patrick Johnson, yeah. So the Flash.
Yeah.
It was good to take him up there.
The 9 second man.
Yeah, 9.82, he tells everyone with the finger, the number one.
It's on the back of his jersey.
Photo. Yeah, it's on the back of his shirt. He's always doing that photo with the one finger up, letting everyone know he's number one.
Yeah, he is.
But yeah, it was great to take him along. I don't think he's ever been out there that way before. So for us, it was great to, see the mob and, just see some of the great outcomes that they're creating out there around, educating our mob around healthy living. And also great to take Sean out there too. He's always a hit amongst the mob.
Yeah, nice one. He's a good-looking rooster.
He is. They look forward to him.
All right, you're listening to Deadly Choices Radio, our half-hour weekly program all about encouraging our mob to make deadly choices. You can catch the podcast on our website or, of course, tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Now, we know Southeast Queensland Deadly Choices has a strong and highly successful affinity with all things rugby league. The partnership with the Brisbane Broncos goes from strength to strength, and similarly close relationship with the Gold Coast Titans is reaping outstanding health results in community through the Calwyn Health Service. The Brisbane Lions recently unveiled the club's first Reconciliation Action Plan, and Deadly Choices continues to net positive outcomes through the ever-growing partnership with the Gold Coast Suns. But the moves into AFL now stretch much further. Talk us through your recent experiences down in South Australia.
Yeah, we went down to the APY lands, down to Oomua. We were based in Oomua and the Trade Centre, and we're down there for the Ernabella Sports and Dance Festival. So we do a bit of work with Paulie Vandenberg and the team for the Willpower program with Port Adelaide.
Mm.
So we've had a partnership with them for the last few years, working with the health services in and around the APY lands and down in Adelaide. So it is a process, but we're lucky to have a close partnership with them. They do some amazing work, and to be able to go out there for the week and support them was pretty amazing. It's an experience that we'll never forget. So we're going out to schools all around. I think we had to drive 3 hours and then another 3 hours to the next school, so pretty spread out. But we're going in there talking about cyberbullying, healthy lifestyle, because they've got the new Telstra Towers going up out there. So it was great for us to go out there and talk about healthy living, deadly choices, and support the mob in that way. So then we're doing some sports, and we had a dance festival after it too. So bit of cultural exchange for us as well, which was fun. But it's just important for us to be able to support our supporters and our other partners that we have attached to Deadly Choices, because we're looking at always furthering our partnership with them in different ways, and this was just another way that we were able to jump on board with them.
All right, some deadly times we had down in Koori Country as well.
Yeah,
Yeah, we went down to one of our partners, Katungle, brother Robbie Skeen down there in the team. They had a gym opening. So for all the mob down there who get their 715 health check, receive their Deadly Choices shirt, but also they're able to access the gym. So they've got programs set up down there. So we took Presto, whose family is from down there, Nate.
Yeah.
He's got mob country, from down there.
Geez, he's a hit with everybody, wherever he goes.
They love him.
He come down and shared a bit of his story around mental health and the importance of keeping physically fit, both mentally and obviously physical. So, it was a good event. I had big turnout of numbers. A lot of the mob showed up. So,
yeah, in my yarns with Presto, that's the big thing that comes across is how mentally tough he had to be as a small fella, you know, playing a physical game like rugby league, you know, and being knocked back so many times and just, you know, putting his mindset to achieving his goal. And I think that's one of the the most admirable thing about.
Yeah, and he'd never been down that way, and I think his grandfather's country.
Yeah.
Ewan mob down country, that way, so Ewan country. So a lot of his mob's still down there, so he was meeting a lot of his cousins for the first time. Obviously, you know, they come out of the woodwork, you're my cousin, you know? Wear a shirt there. But yeah, no, it was good to get him down there and talk about the importance of physical activity and having that space, you know, around social inclusion, which is really important, something he preaches all the time. So it was great to have him down there and always just preaching those healthy messages and we got a great supporter in Robbie Skeen down there and how he's sort of represented Deadly Choices and rolled it out down there and that gym opening was just another example of how they're able to use the Deadly Choices license and bring people into, you know, such a important space. It's a deadly little gym too.
It's a mix of ages too. It wasn't just youth, it wasn't just youngsters. There was a few old aunties there on the rowing machines. Yeah. There was some Presto giving them a run for his money. So.
And then we had the young kids come from the local school who were doing Deadly Choices as well. So
good.
It's a great space for the mob.
Yeah, and sounds like it's, you know, really community minded, which is, you know, always important for our mob to make those deadly choices. Presto, well, he's, as I said, a hit wherever he goes, but he's played with a couple of clubs over his career, one of them being Cronulla, and the partnership with the Cronulla Sharks is a deadly one for DC.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting with the Cronulla Sharks. You know, they contacted us through one of the brothers there, Edric Lee.
Yeah.
Wanted to catch up, see how we could possibly work together. And and before we know it, we're doing a launch down there and all the boys were kitted up in their shirts and are really keen to sort of represent Deadly Choices because they're a really passionate sort of club who want to do a lot of stuff in that space, but they're sort of looking for the right partners. And we were able to go down and utilise their brand, but also they could leverage off us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with them in rolling out the Deadly Choices school program. We're actually down there next week and
next Monday
to do some training with some of their staff and some of the guys who are connected to the club. And they're going to roll out the DC program and get the kids health checked because they run some great programs already down there.
Yes.
Through Sharks Have a Heart, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It's in the early stages still. We've done some filming with the boys, some photo shoots, and done a bit of a launch down there with all the players. So it's pretty exciting moving forward. We're going to do some stuff with them around the Indigenous round as well next year.
Very good.
It's a shame that Edric's actually moved to Newcastle and Jesse Ramian because they were pretty passionate about wanting to do some stuff with Deadly Choices. But, we got Fafita there and Wade Graham and even brother Peachy's there, Segiaro there. Yeah.
Peach is still hanging around.
Who's that?
Dave Peach.
Oh, Peach, I'm sure we'll be able to rope him in there. But, even having Preston there too, that's his old club. And he hadn't actually been back there for a while when we went down there for the launch. So it was exciting for him. And, so we're pretty lucky that we're seeing more, these clubs wanting to be involved with Deadly Choices because there's so many similarities and passion going forward around Indigenous health and getting some outcomes. So we're lucky that there's some synergies there. And the Sharkies are a pretty well-known brand and are down around the Shire. And
sure.
we're going actually down there again in a couple of weeks for this one mob day working with the Endeavour.
High school.
Doing some health checks and promoting the program. Yeah, a bit of a community day. So, it's exciting to be able to do some work with them, and you never know what we'll do next year.
I guess the success of the partnership with the Broncos has been you know, a real launching pad for clubs like Cronulla jump on board and just, you know, having that that brand association with Brisbane Broncos and now Cronulla Sharks.
Yeah, I think it brings Deadly Choices, it brings strength to Deadly Choices, but it also brings strength to their club, being able to be associated with Deadly Choices. And we've done some amazing work with the Brisbane Broncos. You know, it all started here, and we've seen other clubs come on board. Now we've got the Cowboys, Port Adelaide, Essendon as well down in Melbourne. But also, you know, we're actually the first health organisation to be linked with a national sporting club in the Kangaroos as well. So, you know, we're actually able to build partnerships like with the Deadly Kangaroos, which was absolutely amazing for us, you know, and our licences around Australia were able to benefit off that as well. So, yeah, it's good that the Broncos, you know, we've done some great work there. But it's, you know, you got to bring some new exciting new shirts out too, and not everyone just follows the Broncos. So, you know, we've got to cater for the mob and look to build more partnerships all around Australia with different clubs.
Well, as a Broncos fan myself, I was, so stoked to see the women get the win in the grand final. Yeah. You know, seeing the Deadly Choices on their jersey as well, and having the ambassadors in the team, like Amber Pilley and of course Talisha
Harden.
It was, you know, it was thrilling. The girls certainly know how to play. I think the fellas could probably learn a thing or two.
100%. Even off the field too. Like yes. On the field, they're great ambassadors, but off the field, I mean, we talk about some of our ambassadors who are connected to us, Steve Renoff and, you know, the Flash and stuff, but Talisha Harden, I reckon she's one of our greatest ambassadors to come a part of Deadly Choices and be a part of how she interacts with kids and how well known she is. We travelled up to
Harvey Bay
with the Maroons team, and she jumped on board with us, and how she is able to articulate herself and empower young Indigenous women is amazing. So we're very blessed to have her a part of Deadly Choices, and talking about her background and what she's done in the sporting arena, doesn't compare to what she does off the field.
Absolutely, and to have a role model like her for young people to look up to see that, you know, you can be a successful sports star, but also be, you know, professional in what you do, and also putting back into the community, which, you know, I tip my hat to her. I've got so much respect.
She works with the Institute as a speechy, she's a speech pathologist. So, she's obviously preaching, you know, the great work that she does at the Institute and as a career, but also, you know, physical activity and the importance around it. She's just this holistic approach to an ambassador. She's a full package, so she doesn't. She wouldn't like us talking her up here, but it's hard not to, you know, knowing the great work that she does and the person she is too.
And Amber's Catwoman as well. That's pretty
neat. Amber, Catwoman. She's pretty. She actually just started work with us down the Gold Coast as a Daily Choices officer. She's going to be doing some great work down there, and we're pretty lucky to have her on board too.
Mm. And how exciting for next year to see the women, have a full competition. It's really exciting, I think the more people get behind it, it's going to be great for the game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we need that competition, especially for our young women, you know, coming through the ranks. You know, they need to be able to aspire to something, and having a national rugby league women's competition is that.
All right, if you're just joining us, this is Deadly Choices Radio. Nathan Apper and Sean Yorston in the studio with us this week. Now, boys, I played my first game of touch in about 20 years on Wednesday, and I'm still hurting. I thought I was, you know, feeling pretty fit these days doing F45, but, mate.
Are you looking fit?
You have to be fit to play touch footy. Any tips for me?
We're actually speaking to the right man, and Nathan Apper. He made the Australian Masters side, I believe, over 35. So
congratulations.
All I had to do was fill in a form, and I made the team, literally. So it wasn't too much to it. Don't know how many tips I can give you. But, we've got a touch football carnival coming up, end of the 24th of November. As we all know, we used to always look forward to the days of the First Contact Carnival back in the day. I was lucky enough to work for First Contact, and it's great to be able to, Deadly Choices are in that space to be able to bring that sort of carnival feel back. Mm. It's a one-day carnival. All the messages around healthy living, and you got to have a health check before you play the carnival, and it's just that really community feel. So I don't know how many tips I can give you on the field, but hopefully we can get a lot of the mob to come down there and support it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great day, a great weekend, being able to just catch up with the mob again and having that health focus and hopefully see some of them sporting, you know, greats running around like in Peter Stoddard and, you know, he was just talking about it the other day. He hasn't jumped on the field for, you know, 15 years or something, but, you know, he's still looking fit and, you know, reminiscing about those old days, but...
He still gets up his YouTube clips too, I think.
Yeah, yeah, he's always showing. He's always showing everyone his YouTube clips.
He's looking a bit grey these days.
He is. He's still got that physique though, you know, and then that touch mind.
Just not the hair.
Yeah, just not the hair. You know, those dreads they used to run around. But yeah, no, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend yet again. And I think it's important that we have these carnivals to bring out people together, you know, with that health focus.
Mm,
yeah. So yeah, we'll be doing some Deadly Choices health education throughout the week, throughout the day, and just connecting our kids up with, you know, those messages, healthy living, you know, the dangers of smoking tobacco and eating healthy and exercising. So
and that's the importance of the carnival of the day, that it's alcohol, smoke and sugar free event. So
too good.
We're encouraging our mob, yeah, to give up the smokes, but also limit their sugar intake. So. Should be a good day.
All right, registrations close October 29. Go to deadlychoices.com.au and we're going to be out there on the day as well doing an OB and calling the final. So yeah. we could be singing you up, bro.
Yeah. I won't be playing. I'll hopefully be right by side next to you just calling some of the game.
All right, sounds good. That is us done for the week. Of course, you can catch up at our website, 989fm.com.au. Some previous shows up there as well. We had Uncle Dusty and Petro last week. That was a whole lot of fun, talking about, you know, the work they do with the seniors games. So important for, you know, our elders to keep active in mind and body as well.
And competitive. We've gone out there a few times. Wow. You think, you know, going to knockouts and stuff, our mob are competitive, but you see some of these elders, they're trash talking and...
Officiating it.
It's
scary.
You're over the line, you can't be throwing it from there. Just, this is hilarious.
Whoever thought Coits was a contact sport?
it's amazing, though, what Uncle Dusty's been able to create there in Southeast Queensland and a few other areas. It's amazing and it's great that, you know, coming back to that social inclusion and what they're doing with some of our elders is amazing.
Well, the thing I love most about, you know, doing this show with the Deadly Choices Mob is how passionate all you guys are about what you do. You know, it's not just a job, you guys live and breathe it. And, you know, again, I tip my hat to all you mob who are pushing the good word out there.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I've grown up around, my auntie's worked around health most of her life. You know, she worked at Kelwyn up in Mamou and Cambu. So, you know, I've always been around it and, you know, having an opportunity to increase life expectancy and you know, make people healthier through our work is something we're always going to be passionate about. And I think, you know, passion and the reason why we work in our space is an easy answer, you know. So it's easy for me.
Yeah, same. You know, growing up, you always hear the elders and that. Or old people with some sort of chronic disease, whether it be diabetes or heart disease or cancer. So, yeah, it's a bit of a calling to, you know, fall into this role through some people that I knew. So I don't really see it as a job as such. It's not a 9-to-5 gig. So you sort of, I don't know, you just do it day to day. It's just every day you live, breathe it kind of thing. So, yeah, it's a really good role and we're fortunate enough to be in this position to help our people get better health outcomes and live a longer life.
Well, of course, we're encouraging people to make deadly choices, but what about you fellas? What's a deadly choice you're going to make this week?
Oh, just probably like yourself. I mean, we love that F45, you know. It's a great way to start my day. I go to Nunda F45 there and just...
Shout out to Nunda.
But yeah, no, it's... for me, I do that and over at... I do some boxing with the boys, with Gareth over at the Nathan campus. So, you know, being around the boys, exercising every morning when I can. And when we're traveling too, we travel a fair bit. So we always try and fit in time for physical activity. And we're always eating right. So I think for me, that my deadly choice is just being around Sean. I mean, he's a specimen, isn't he?
So sure
like,
is.
You know, I learned so much just being around this lad. Yeah. So
it must be hard sort of making those healthy tucker choices in the gold premium lounge, but I'm sure you try your best.
Yeah, it's tough. My deadly choice would probably be spending time with family. I think it's important. Like I said, we're on the road a fair bit, so every opportunity I get to go spend it with the fam. I've got a big family, so it's always good just sitting down and yarning and having a bit of a laugh. So, yeah, mine would be spending time with
all right, fans. My deadly choice, shout out to 45 Capera, my mob up there. But, yeah, sleep. I'm trying, you know, to get more sleep and I'm feeling more energised for getting that 8 hours every night. It's pretty important and yeah. I'd encourage people to try and get that eight hours.
That's Preston's main one. He always talks about sleep. Make sure you get an eight hours.
That's where I got
sleep.
It from,
yeah,
Presto, yeah.
It's that's him. And it's, you know, we were talking yesterday about the importance of sleep and the research behind it. And, you've got to make sure you're having enough time around sleep. And we're reading some of the research around making sure that your phones aren't in your room, just little things to, you know, make sure you're having that deep sleep. Eh? Mm. So, yeah, it's that's just another deadly choice.
Brothers, thank you so much for coming on this week. Any shout-outs, Nathan, Sean, you want to?
Oh, I want to give a shout-out to all the mob down in the Port Adelaide Football Club, the Willpower Program, Wado and
Marlon
and that, yeah, and Paulie Vandenberg, give a big shout out to the boys down there, all the brothers. Just want to shout out to them. They took us on an amazing trip down the APY lands, and be guilty if I didn't give them a shout out.
All right, Nathan, are you a big fan of Uncle Troy Cassidaly?
Yeah. We saw him the other day. I had a good yarn with him at the airport. We're actually flying up to Cairns, and we're in the air for 45 minutes. Had to get turned around because something wrong with the aircon landed, and then we caught up with Uncle Troy and had a coffee with him, and it was just meant to be. So we've got to play a Troy song.
All right, thank you, boys. And, of course, join us next week, 6 p.m. on 98.9 FM for Deadly Choices Radio, and find the podcast at our website, 98.9fm.com.au. We'll catch you next week.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 98.9fm.com.au.
Take a step away from the daily grind. Come and get a little sunshine. If you want to feel wild and free, take a walk in my country. Lose a little time on an endless beach. Footprints behind you. Cast your troubles in the deep blue sea and take a walk in my country. Come away on eagle's wings. Come away where the dreamtime sings. Brothers and sisters, you and in my country. Yeah. Listen to the wind on the Spinifex plains. Gentle voices will guide you. Get a little red dirt all over your feet. Take a walk in my country. Come away on eagle's wings. Come away, yeah, where the dreamtime sings. Brothers and sisters, you and me. Take a walk in my country. Take a walk in my country. Yeah. We'll be right back.
my country. Come away, all eagles' wings, come away, yeah, where the dreamtime sings. Brothers and sisters, you and me, take a walk in my country. Take a walk.